Have you ever stopped to think about how your actions impact others? Have you ever stopped to consider how the talk ain't always been for you? Do you get the message when I ignore of your calls? Finally had enough, strung it out for way too long. You act so surprised when I call you out for being shady. On a different wave, I'm on a different wave, and I don't fuck with your energy. You fill me up with negativity. On a different wave, I'm on a different wave, and I don't fuck with your energy. Why don't you wash away from me?
Track, it's a bar. I know that I'm a star, bitch. I walk away and they all follow. I gave you too much time to make up your mind, to figure it out, to fuck it all up each time. Yeah.
Now I know what I want, I know what I need, and it's not you. Fuck off your control. On a different wave, I'm on a different wave, and I don't fuck with your energy. Why don't you wash away from me? You're drowning in the water with no one to help. The waves crash down upon you, stop saving yourself.
Welcome to Going Underground, your guide to what's hot in the under-the-radar music and arts scene here in York and beyond. In this podcast, you can expect great new music and great chat with local voices and artists from all over the world. I'm Graham Smith, Editor-in-Chief of York Calling. This episode is all about pop. We will delve into the world of Rotherham indie pop up-and-comers Alvarez Kings, and I've got three diverse examples of pop music for you from around the world, just like that one that opened the show from Canada-based electropop artist Madeline. That song was written as a response to all the toxic men who have ever been in her life, and I felt that she delivered that message with attitude, liveliness, and a hell of a catchy chorus. It's called On a Different Wave. Great new music coming up from British singer-songwriter Tom Heath and American hip-hop duo Dollar Green and Kylie Love. But first, let's have a chat with our managing editor, Jane. Hi, Jane. Good to be speaking to you again.
Good to be back again.
And what have you got for us this week?
So this week there's been a few gig announcements, pretty big gigs actually. So Biffy Clyro, who they're actually releasing a new album this month, which we will be reviewing. They've announced a Sheffield gig for April next year, so that should be pretty good. It's at the O2 Academy, so it might be nice to see them in a smaller place rather than a big arena for once. And then also the Japanese rock band Boningen have also announced more tour dates for April next year, and they're playing at the Picture House Social in Sheffield on the 19th of April next year. There's some new albums coming out fairly soon, which have been announced recently, which sound pretty good. So we've got the Biffy Clyro one. Erasure have a new album coming out this month. The Loft Club have recently announced a new album. Millie Manders and The Shut Up are releasing a new album, and we should have an interview with them fairly soon as well. And Cordovas have also announced a new album coming out in October. So there's quite a few albums coming out, even if there aren't many gigs at the moment.
Well, that's some pretty big news about Biffy Clyro. I mean, I think most of us are probably used to seeing them on a big festival stage. But yeah, the Academy is a very intimate venue for them.
Yeah, I mean, it's kind of weird because the whole tour is just, you know, venues of that sort of size. I would be expecting them to be playing, you know, arenas because they've got massive recently.
Yeah, and I guess considering social distancing as well, it's going to be feeling, very intimate. There's not going to be an awful lot of people there, so I guess get your tickets fast is the message.
Yeah, it'll be very interesting to see how the venues manage to cope with the social distancing rule, and if that will still be something they'll be doing by the time the gig comes around in April next year. Hopefully, they can make it work.
Yeah, who knows? We could be in a completely different world in April. Quite right.
Definitely, yeah.
All right, thanks a lot, Jane.
Okay, thank you.
I will surely break if you move too far away from me. I lived before you, but I don't remember how. I am yours to take. When did you leave me so vulnerable? When did your breathing become the sweetest sound? Some nights I try so hard to not lose myself in your eyes. Who gave you the right to tear through my calm summer skies like a lightning bolt?
Was British singer-songwriter Tom Heath, and regular listeners will recognise that name from the episode we played earlier this week. In that episode, we played his track Copenhagen, and I think that intimate number shows a different side of his music, literally because it's a double A-side. That was called Lightning Bolt. Recently, I got the chance to chat to Simon from Rotherham indie pop band Alvarez Kings, and I wanted to find out about their sound, how they've been surviving lockdown, and the health of the local scene. So I am joined now by Simon from the Rotherham-based pop band Alvarez Kings. Thanks very much for joining us on the podcast.
Hey, how are you doing? Thanks for having me. I'm excited.
Your latest single to be released is called Words I Couldn't Say. And to me, it has kind of a contemporary pop feel, maybe a little bit of a pop rock crossover, kind of similar to 1975. How would you describe your sound in general?
I'd probably say you hit the nail on the head there, really. It's got, obviously, it's pop elements, which normally we bring in through the melodies, and the melodies are quite hooky and poppy. And like on the debut album, it was a bit more like layered with textures of sound, big sound guitar synth. I suppose not too dissimilar to the kind of 1975 vibe that we're all aware of. But I think with Words I Couldn't Say, we stripped it all back quite a bit and made it sort of like a kind of summery type pop and feel good vibe, if you like.
Yeah, and you've got a new single out called Let It Go, coming out in just a couple of weeks' time. I mean, can you give us a bit of a sneak preview as to what that will be like?
Yeah, so Never Let Go is a bit more kind of venturing back towards the Alvarez King sound, I guess. One of the trademark sound, but that makes it sound like worth something. But I think we surprised a lot of people with Words I Couldn't Say. But we're kind of, we always wanted to do that and give sort of people the shock element. I was really sort of gunning for that and excited about that. But Never Let Go is a bit more sort of piano sounding, guitars, a bit more like of an alternative kind of indie vibe to it, more than your sort of pop sort of summer vibes that the recent single was.
Yeah, I mean, when I started researching you guys for this interview, I kind of got, you know, just from the photos and from the look of you guys, you kind of look like an indie band. But when you start listening to it, it's quite a surprise to hear that sort of pop feel. I mean, is that a deliberate choice, or do you kind of feel that you're in between the two?
I guess we've always just dressed as we have, you know, sort of typical skinny jeans. Someone's got a denim jacket on, or someone's got a leather jacket on. It's quite funny, actually, because sometimes we like walk out of hotel rooms or you know, we start a meet up and everyone's got a denim jacket on, and we're like, oh, for Christ's sake. But it's just, we just kind of wear what we feel comfortable in. And we grew up, especially me and Paul, my brother, we grew up on the Strokes and Black River Motorcycle Club. Sort of that, they were our early influences for our generation. I mean, we kind of grew up from our parents' generation of the Beatles, sort of that way, Paul Simon, to name a few, things like that, Steely Dan. But when, as soon as like the new rock revolution hit in the early noughties, we were just learning, we were just picking our guitars up as kids. So we were like, you know, the Strokes just looked cool as with a denim jacket on, and like the Motorcycle Club had like biker jackets on. So I think that's always stuck, really. I think we just, it's kind of the vibe we like.
Yeah, and you've got a new album expected out this year as well. Is that still coming out this year, and can you tell us a little bit about it?
To be honest, the sort of definite plan for this year was to bring an album out. As of March, things kind of changed a little bit, and we kind of went back to the drawing board because we're not quite sure if the album is going to come out this year. So it's still unknown to us. We're going to release another single after Never Let Go. Perhaps put out an EP and just see where the water lies, I guess, with the performing arts world and the music, specifically.
Yeah, it's. I completely understand that. It's been so changeable recently. I mean, how has the lockdown been for you guys? Have you been doing anything in particular to sort of keep in whilst all the, you know, the live shows are off the agenda?
I've been specifically busy because I've got a 10-month-old daughter.
Oh wow!
So I'm the first of the gang to venture down the parenting kind of route. So I've been home for the most part of that, but it's been challenging, but I think it's probably happened at a good time for me, if there's ever a good time to have a COVID lockdown / pandemic. So I've been occupied by my daughter, but then just trying to keep busy, and me and Aidan have been constantly back and forth over the internet, writing, recording. So there's like, modern technology is crazy, and he can sort of, almost like he's a some sort of cyber virus warrior. He can log into my laptop and watch my screen and take what I'm recording into his laptop in session. So we can do all kinds of crazy things like that now. And so we've been constantly writing. We have started meeting up recently and actually seeing each other face to face, which has been good. And I've done a bit of vocal recording. And then we've got some like live sessions. We're doing a live session tomorrow as well. So like, you know, I've been doing a lot of live streams as well, playing guitar and singing, trying to still keep some sort of aspect of normality when it comes to being in a band and playing, although it's been weird. I guess you've just got to kind of adapt to the situation. So we've just tried to keep busy, keep healthy, keep fit, and keep mentally healthier as well, I guess.
So I just wanted to sort of end things on a question about local scenes. So we're based in York, and there's always a kind of a sense that we get overshadowed by Leeds. Yeah, you know, particularly with touring artists who don't tend to come to York. They'll skip us over with Leeds. As you guys are from Rotherham, is it a sort of a similar situation with Sheffield?
Yes, I mean, for sure. I'd probably get absolutely slated saying this, but you know, there isn't a music scene in Rotherham, because everyone that is in a band from Rotherham strives to play Sheffield, and I guess rightly so, because we don't have the venues anymore. So it's, you know, if you're from Rotherham, your first local gig's probably Sheffield anyway, because we're that close. But I think Sheffield gets overshadowed by Leeds a lot as well. A lot of touring artists because Sheffield and Leeds are so close. I think a lot of touring bands choose to pick Leeds over Sheffield. So maybe even if we talk about sort of the music scene, Sheffield, Rotherham based, maybe the tour supports aren't there as they used to be when the touring bands were coming through. Because I've been to a lot of shows in Leeds to watch bands, and they haven't stopped off in Sheffield. So I've had to travel there to go and see those shows. So, I'm just trying to think the last time we played in York. It's been some time. I think we played a place called Carpe Diem.
Well, yeah, I don't think that place is open anymore. So, yeah, it must have been some time.
Yeah, it was definitely some time ago. And I remember we played a festival as well at some point with, I want to say, the Sunshine Underground played.
Wow, that must have been a while ago as well. Well, hopefully we'll see you in York again soon once everything's open again and you guys are on the road.
Well, yeah, I mean, I definitely come to York for other reasons than music, because it's a nice city. So even if we're not playing, well, I'll still be coming up in your direction.
Brilliant. Well, we look forward to having you.
Thank you very much.
I never saw you breaking up with me. I guess you finally saw the wood for the trees.
deafening silence shaken from the breeze. Like falling timber, roots can't hold my feet. Can't comprehend, begin to understand the harsh reality, there's no defense. Your love. To know anyone else, no second best, and now I've tasted you, no one compares. Can't comprehend, begin to understand the harsh reality, there's no defense. Your love. Your name, because it's your love that's running through my veins. You know it's my heart that beats your name, because it's your love that's running through my veins. Your love.
That about wraps things up for this episode, and I've got a very special track to play us out from American hip-hop duo Dollar Green and Kylie Love. When you talk about authentic storytelling, this is it. The pair are reciting lived experience, and the combination of Dollar's gruff verses and Kylie's floating choruses work together and really stick with you. It's called Here We Go Again. I hope to see you soon.
Daddy's drinking, daddy's drinking, daddy's drinking. Mama's off of medicine, mama's off of medicine, mama's off of medicine. Here we go again. Said it was over, it felt like home again.
Said it was over, it felt like home again. It felt
daddy's
like
drinking,
home again.
Mama's off of medicine. Another courtroom, here we go again. Daddy's drinking and mama's off her meds again. He ain't mean to hit me, I should've listened better. And mama's sick again, a pill would make her feel better. So that was all our business, and I should keep a secret. If I ain't keep it, there'd be people that would come and get me. Police are bad guys, they don't want us to be together. You tell them something, they're coming, they'll take you forever.